time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And believe it or not, yes, there is some snow up there, and it's time to talk a little about these kinds of things and what to watch out for, how to be careful when you're heading out into the backcountry. I would think within the next couple of weeks, people are going to start going and looking for Christmas trees and things like that, and just some precautions and where you can get more information to kind of guard yourself and be safe when you go out into the high country and the backcountry here in our area. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate you helping us spread the avalanche gospel. Yeah, this helps out a lot.
So let's start right in with the fact that you were telling me there is some snow up there, and you were saying like 2 to 3 feet up on the skyline. Is that where we're looking?
Yeah, we've had a couple of pretty decent storms, and in the highest, most favored locations, you'll find up to 3 feet. On average, when folks are going up into the canyons right now, you're going to find anywhere from 6 inches down low in the canyons to about 2 feet. Most places up in the higher country, once you get around 8,500 to 9,500 feet in elevation, you're finding about 2 feet of snow. So there is enough for folks to start recreating up there. And we've seen some people out on skis and snowmobiles. You can kind of tool around the roads fairly easily, but you really can't get off the roads into the untracked backcountry a whole lot just yet. There's just not quite that much snow up there.
And we talked before we came on, and I started bringing you in last year, and we talked about different things, and I did remember something. We had this big snow that we've got up in the mountains right now, and now it's just been sitting there, and we haven't had any snowfall in the last little bit, and that's kind of a dangerous time to be in the backcountry, can't it?
Yeah, what happens is that when the snow sits around for a long period of time, it turns into this really sugary grain that doesn't compact well. And once we get more storms on top of that loose, sugary snow, it can act as a weak layer of snow and cause avalanches. It's kind of like trying to stack a brick on top of a pile of potato chips. It just is a very unstable situation. Now, currently, we're still sitting okay, but the weather outlook is we're going to go through a little period here with no snow, so we're going to be keeping a close eye on the snow that's currently there right now and try to determine whether it's going to become a dangerous layer or not.
So
hopefully we're going to be okay, but that's yet to be determined.
So you've really got to take great care when you're going to go out into the backcountry and those kinds of things, whether it be recreating or, as I said to you, people are going to start looking for Christmas trees here pretty soon, and they're going to be up there as well and traipsing out into this. So what are some, I don't know if there's keys to look for or, it's just some safety tips if people are heading out to do those kinds of things.
Yeah, for the most part, when folks are heading up grabbing Christmas trees and whatnot, for the most part, they're not getting into super, super dangerous avalanche terrain. But if we do have large snowstorms, which would not be uncommon, folks should be aware of what the avalanche dangers are before going to the mountains. Currently, we've got a pretty low avalanche danger, and it'll stay low for quite some time until the next storms. Once the next storms start rolling through, we'll have to reevaluate then. But folks can check out avalanche information on our website at utahavalanchecenter.org, and it'll give you details about what the current avalanche conditions are. And we're just starting to update that stuff kind of intermittent right now as the season gets going, but once the season's going, we're updating that stuff 7 days a week.
And once that gets rolling, people can check those out. Is there a certain, what is like what do they call our area? If people are going to go on there and look, if they're planning on going, say, up Huntington Canyon, the Energy Loop, Skyline Drive, that kind of thing, what would our area be listed at on there?
Yeah, so go to UtahAvalancheCenter.org, and then you'll find numerous places that reference the skyline. So that covers everything from basically the top of Fairview Canyon all the way down to I-70, more or less.
All right. Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. You know what? It's safe right now, but you know what? You still should, you know, use some caution when you go out into that backcountry, whether it be snowmobiling, skiing, going to look for a Christmas tree, and they have all the information that you need to keep you safe when you head out to do that. Brett, I would probably like to touch base with you again the next time we get a big snowfall, and then we can kind of look at where we're at as far as that goes, and maybe talk about what the next step is for people when they head out there. How's that sound?
Absolutely. I'd love to fill you in when we get start looking, when it looks like we're going to start getting some more storms through, and we can discuss avalanche conditions and what folks should look out for. That'd be great, Dave.
All right. Hey, Brett, I really appreciate the time, and we're going to let you get back to it, okay?
Hey, thank you. You have a good one.
Thank you. You, sir. You too, sir. That was Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Now, if you have any questions about interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.